Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 worldwide. I'm here at Hemming Park, downtown Jacksonville, Florida. Today's Sunday, February 22nd, 2015. Earlier today, I went to First Baptist Church here in downtown Jacksonville. It was a good Sunday school and a good Sunday service. I was invited here by a nice lady. Her name is Nicole. We're friends. So I'm glad you're listening to my live show here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 worldwide, here in America, Ireland, England, worldwide, on the internet. Yes. It's a beautiful day out here. It was a little cooler this morning, but then it warmed up real quick. You can call in right now live here on Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. Howdy, folks. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. For whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Broadcasting here on my cell phone worldwide here on the internet on Blog Talk Radio. My cell phone number, if you want to call me up after this live broadcast, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. It's a home church, street preaching ministry, and also worldwide here on the internet. Also on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, if you don't know too much about my network, I've been on the air since 1999. My show started in Los Angeles. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, because my ex-wife and I, we went through a big earthquake in Los Angeles, and that quake, I tell you, shook me up big time. God got my attention big time from that big earthquake in Los Angeles back in 1994. My testimony, I used to be heavily into drugs, into drinking and all that, and then God delivered me. The Lord Jesus Christ delivered me. Now, am I perfect? No, I still make a lot of mistakes, but I know God is with me. I know He's with me. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." A lot of bad things are happening here in America. I do pray for President Obama that he'll repent and do the right thing, but right now he's not doing the right thing, in my opinion. I believe he's going against Israel, and I believe he's going against Christians. And that's not good. That is not good, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to make a contribution for my network, GNN Gregory News Network, you can.
Obama is great.
Well, a lot of people, they like Obama, and I do pray for President Obama. You know, I pray for him. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is America. We're entitled to our own opinion. It's biblical to pray for leaders, okay? So we have to pray for them and all that. If you want to make a contribution, you can. Any kind of contribution for this ministry, much appreciated, $10 or higher. And now I'm going to read out of the Word of God, the Bible, in the book of Proverbs. And here we go. Chapter 2. "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, and cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Lord, help me to keep walking uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God, for her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. That's Proverbs chapter 2. A special shout-out to Nicole. She's a friend of mine. I just met her the other day. And we had some fellowship after the church service this afternoon. I bought her a soda. And so a special shout-out to Nicole. I'll be going back to First Baptist Church tonight at 6 o'clock. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, God loves you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Repent means have a change of heart. Turn away from any sinful way in your life. Call upon the Lord, for whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. And then he was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose by the power of God Almighty from the grave. On the third day, he is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven, bodily, personally, to judge this world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. And I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period. We could be in the tribulation period. But I hope and pray we don't go through the tribulation period. But if we do, God will give us the strength to go through it. Okay? And, ladies and gentlemen, God is good. God will never fail. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What's happening in America today is not good, ladies and gentlemen. It is not good. I believe persecution is coming here to America. God's severe judgment, more of God's severe judgment is coming to America through weather and other things, natural disasters. And things like that, ladies and gentlemen. Your money will not save you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent from your wicked ways, and he will save your soul. Okay, this is a short broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com with more broadcasts, Lord willing, next week, or this week, I mean. Also, you can catch my YouTube broadcast. That's my television show worldwide on the Internet under my name, James Gregory. Also, I'm on Facebook under my name, James W. Gregory Jr., Twitter. I'm also on Twitter at Gregory of News, GregoryOfNews. And also, I'm on Instagram now. Okay, well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, may God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. I'm coughing a little bit. Pray for me. And, okay, I'm going to go into the library. I'm sitting across the street from the downtown Jacksonville Library to go on to do some things on the Internet in regards to the church God allowed me to start Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the preacher. And this is GNN, Gregory News Network. It's my network and show since 1999 by the grace of God. And, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be taking off for now. God bless you. Like I said, you can call me on my cell phone, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283, or send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. Have a great day. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, signing off for now. Take care.